Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechus Nazir Parakei Mishnah Gimel Mishnah Dalet. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel Shishi B'zochah Defines Reziva Kogun B'Karav Mamish. And in previous Mishnahs we had brought up Machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel whether or not Hektish B'Tos is Hektish. If a person makes something Hektish by mistake, it was a Tos, is that considered Hektish? According to Beis Shammai it is. According to Beis Hillel it's not. And now we're going to see what this has to do with Naziros. So Mishnah Gimel tells us Mishnah Nadir Nazir, a person made a Nadir of Naziros, but he thought that it wasn't serious. He thought it wasn't a good Lashon, and so he was drinking wine, thinking that he's not a Nazir. And then he asked the Chacham about his Lashon of Naziros, Vasarai, and the Chacham told him that he's Asur, and that he actually is a Nazir. He counts his Naziros from when he had made this Nadir, and even though he wasn't really fully keeping Naziros because he was drinking wine, we still say that he counts his Naziros from when he had made this Nadir. Now let's say it was the other way around. Nishal Chacham Vitiroi. He asked the Chacham about his Nadir, and the Chacham was Mate the Nadir for him, and said it actually was not a valid Lashon of Naziros, and therefore you're not a Nazir. But by then he had already separated an animal. If he had this animal that he separated for his carbon, it just goes out and grazes with the flock. It's not considered hektish at all because he was never a Nazir in the first place. Don't you agree that this is a case of hektish tos? And nonetheless, the animal still goes out and grazes with the flock and it's not considered hektish. So we have a proof from here, says Beis Hillel to Beis Shammai, that hektish betos is not hektish. Now before we continue with Beis Shammai's response, let's just remind ourselves of a halacha. We know there's something called Meiser Behema. Every single year, a person has to gather all their kosher animals born to them that year, put them in a pen, and count them one by one. When he taps the 10th one, he calls out, this is the 10th, that one is Meiser Behema. Now knowing that, we go into Beis Shammai's response. Armulhan Beis Shammai, Beis Shammai told Beis Hillel, don't you agree that if a person made a mistake when he's counting Meiser Behema, Vakar Lachi Asiri, and he calls the 9th animal the 10th one. This is a mistake. He counts 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10. He somehow skipped 9, and he called the 9th one the 10th one. And he realizes a mistake, so then, Velasiri Chi, he calls the 10th one the 9th one, because he says, oh, I skipped the number 9. So he calls the actual 10th one number 9. And then Velachadasar Asiri, he calls the 11th one the 10th one, because he figures, hey, if I just call this one the 9th one, I have to call the next one the 10th one. So here he has animals 9, 10, and 11. 9 and 11 were called number 10, and number 10, which is the real number 10, was called number 9. And in this case, Shuma Kodesh. All of them are Makodesh, all of them are considered Meister Behema. And so we see that Hektish Betos is Hektish, says Beis Shammai to Beis Hillel. However, Omulhem Beis Hillel told them, Loi, that's not so. Hashevet Kidshai? Is it the staff? Is it the fact that he touched it with a stick and he called it the 9th or the 10th one? That's what makes a Kodesh? That's not true. Because Uma Iluta, let's say he made a mistake. Vinyachas Hashevet al Shmini val Shneimasar. Let's say he put the staff on the 8th one or on the 12th one and he called that the 10th one. Shema Asa Klum? Do you think he did anything? Those animals wouldn't be Kodesh. It's just the pasuk that says that the 10th one is kadosh. That also tells us that if you made a mistake and he called the 9th or the 11th, the 10th one, then those also could become kadosh. But that has nothing to do with hektish betos. That happens to be a limit from a pasuk. But in the regular case of hektish betos, we would say einoy hektish. We move on to Mishnah Dalet with another case. The Mishnah tells us, Mishnah Nadir B'Nazir, let's say someone made himself a Nazir, he went to his barn to take out his animal to bring it as his carbon, and it turns out that it was stolen. And now he feels bad that he made himself a Nazir because he really only wanted to use his own animal. He didn't want to have to take his own money and go to the marketplace and buy an animal for his carbon. He wanted to use the one that he had in his barn. And so the question is, could we take away his Nadir and say that he never was a Nazir in the first place? And so it depends. If he made himself a Nazir before his animal was stolen, he's a Nazir. So he still has to be a Nazir because he doesn't have this Pesach, he doesn't have this opening to take away his Nadir. When he made himself a Nazir, he had the animal. So he can't say, oh, I never would have made myself a Nazir if I knew my animal would be stolen. Well, he had the animal at that point in time. However, if it turns out that he had made himself a Nazir after his animal was already stolen, and they saw that at 10 o'clock in the morning his animal was stolen, and he made himself a Nazir at 11 in the morning, ain't a Nazir, so then he's not a Nazir, because he could say, I didn't know that my animal was stolen, and if I knew it was stolen, I never would have made myself a Nazir. This mistake is something that Nacham Amadi made, that he didn't determine when the person made the Naziras. What was the mistake? Nazirim came up from the Gaila, from Chutz La'aret, umatu Beis HaMikdash Charev, and they saw the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and now they have a problem. They can't bring their animals, because there's no Beis HaMikdash anymore, and that means that they would have to be a Nazir forever and ever, because they can't officially end their Naziras until they bring their Karbonos. And told them, if you knew the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, would you have made yourself in Zirim? So I'm really, they told him, we never would have done such a thing. Vitiru Nachamadi, and Nachamadi was matir them. However, when the matter came to the Chachamim, Amrulai, they told him that you made a mistake, because it really depends. Kol shenazir ad sheloy char Beis HaMikdash, nazir. If the person made himself a nazir before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so he is a nazir, and that's not a valid pesach for the neder. Umishachar Beis HaMikdash ain't a nazir. It's only if he made himself a nazir after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and he just didn't know about it, so then we would say that he's not a nazir. And this is very similar to the beginning of the Mishnah. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Hey and Vav. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.